Thanks to long-term growth, Gillette has been in dire need of an expansion to their existing water supply. Soon, a more than 10-year effort to expand the existing system will come online, providing water to those residents and possibly others. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on what officials say is the largest water project in state history.
It's a sunny and warm Friday in northeast Wyoming. Levi Jensen is driving us east on Highway 51 out of Gillette. Jensen is a utility project manager for Gillette. We're driving along the pipelines that currently bring water into the city. It's not necessarily a tourist attraction.
Yeah, it's right in the ditch here. You obviously can't see it because it's buried. Like that yellow post right there is a test station for the pipeline.
Jensen oversees the Gillette-Madison Pipeline Project, which carries water from the Madison Aquifer in Crook County and brings it into Gillette, where it supplies the city and some of the surrounding areas with water. Jensen says the city has been working on expanding access to the water for years.
We've grown in both residential, commercial, industrial type areas, and it's important to be able to provide the water service that's needed for those areas to expand.
Gillette drilled its first Madison wells in the 1980s when the population boomed and its in-town sources couldn't keep up with the demand. Those wells were enough until the mid-2000s when the city knew they needed another expansion to keep up with the growing energy business and population.
To do that, we have to drill new wells out in the Madison Aquifer. We had to build a new pipeline parallel to the pipeline we had built in the 80s and a few other upgrades to the system.
The city didn't have enough money on its own, so state officials approved a mix of loans and grants to get to work on those upgrades. The project is budgeted at more than $217 million. But with that funding came a request from a Wyoming Water Development Commission official who wanted the city to consider an addition to the project.
We needed to become a regional provider.
Meaning Gillette would need to allow water districts outside the city to hook onto the system. The regional expansion is an additional $60 million project. Brian Clerkin of the Wyoming Water Development Commission says the regional expansion helps provide consistent, safe drinking water in the area, and it can save the residents and the state money.
If we didn't do a regional system, then each of those districts would want to have their own water system. And so from a state funding perspective, that starts to add up to be a lot of money.
One example of a place that has a need is Crook County. Some private wells went bad around the time the city was drilling its new wells for the pipeline. Senator Ogden Driscoll represents parts of Campbell, Crook, and Weston counties, including the area with the Madison well fields.
And that led to an immediate crunch for those landowners for both livestock and domestic water. And they approached me for help in the possibility of hooking on to the Gillette-Madison pipeline.
It didn't come easy, but after more than a year of tension and negotiations between Gillette, Driscoll, and Crook County landowners, the final deal allows for 5 taps for the landowners and leaves the option open if they want to form their own water district and formally hook onto the Gillette system. Driscoll says getting his constituents clean water is the main focus and that the final deal is fair to all groups involved.
It also provides for the ability for those areas served by it to grow because water is a limiting factor in Wyoming. And it's going to allow them to be able to provide potable water for future growth of both counties.
Driscoll says that water can be acquired more cheaply than if the communities did it themselves. Clerkin with the Water Commission says Gillette identified around 40 water districts that could hook onto the regional system, and about half have signed up so far. And any future growth depends on what the system can support.
Ultimately, it's going to be limited by the capacity of the pipeline and the wells that are supplying the water to the pipeline.
For now, the Gillette-Madison Pipeline's project manager, Levi Jensen, says the expansion and upgrades to the original system are nearly complete. The new well should be ready to begin pumping water within the next year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler.